Adventures of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which is now bigger and better than ever. For there are two big additional pages of comics in the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. Jim had threatened to walk out on Inspector Channing and the Panama sabotage case if Channing did not agree to hire Kitty St. John as Jim's secretary. Channing finally gave in and summoned Kitty St. John to his office for an interview. And when she confessed she could not take dictation or use a typewriter, Channing got around the difficulty by hiring her as Jim's assistant on the case. He informed Jim of his decision, and final arrangements were made for Jim's departure. Next morning at sunrise, Jim and Kolo are at the airport to supervise the loading of their equipment and supplies and to get aboard the plane before Kitty arrives. She is met by Channing, but is puzzled over the strange absence of her mysterious new boss. Channing reassures her that he's in the plane waiting for her. He hurries her aboard and signals the takeoff. The plane moves forward with a jerk, throwing Kitty off balance onto the floor of the cabin. Jim steps over to help her to her feet.
Well, all the nerve.
Passengers must be seated and safety belts adjusted before the plane is in motion. Here, let me give you a hand.
Oh. Up we go.
There. That's it.
Why, Jungle Jim Bradley. You of all people. Then you're the one. You ought to be my new boss on this job.
Yeah, that's the general idea, yes. We thought it would surprise you.
Well, you certainly have succeeded. But why all the secrecy?
We're sorry we had to keep you in the dark, but we were afraid if you had known ahead of time that I was here, we might have had a little difficulty. We couldn't risk your running out on us at the last minute, so we took off fast. Now, Kitty, you're not hurt, are you?
Physically, no. But I am a little dazed by all this. So you're my boss.
That's it. I needed an assistant. You needed a job, so here we are.
Yes, but if I had known it was you who arranged all this, I never would have taken the job. You've tricked me, deceived me. Oh, I hate you. I demand
here, that... here, Kitty. Take it easy. Let's sit down quietly and talk this over.
There's nothing to talk over. Take me back to the airport at once.
But first, for your own personal safety, sit down, will you? Yeah, that's it. Now, let's talk this over quietly and sensibly. Then, if you're still determined to throw up the job, I'll see that you get off when we stop at Albuquerque, and I'll guarantee your immediate return to San Francisco. Now, is that fair?
You should have had some thought of fairness before you planned this deception.
Okay, I'll admit my method was deceptive and unfair. But I had a good reason for doing it. Kitty, I admire your pluck and courage. It wasn't easy to do what you did. There are very few women in your position would have done it the hard way. Instead of going out and getting a tough job waiting on tables, they would have readily accepted the help of their influential friends.
That is all the more reason why you should have followed the course that my friends followed, by leaving me alone and letting me work out my own problems.
Nonsense, Kitty. That's foolish pride. This is a plain, out-and-out business deal. No friendship or sentiment attached to it. You wanted to better yourself. No matter what job you took, the opportunity presented itself, and like a sensible woman, you took advantage.
But I didn't know you were behind it all.
What difference does it make who offered you the job? As long as you were qualified and free to accept. The truth is, when I found out you were working, I needed an assistant and told Inspector Channing about you. He did the contact. He received your qualifications and hired you for this job. And I accepted with perhaps a little personal gratification and pleasure. At seeing a swell, deserving woman like yourself get the break she was entitled to. Now, Kitty, that's the calm, cool, and sensible way of looking at it. Now, what do you say?
I'm still not quite convinced there isn't more to it than you're willing to admit. So I'll take advantage of your last offer and think it over. And you'll have my answer by the time we reach Albuquerque.
During the time that Jim was plotting with Channing their innocent little scheme to help Kitty St. John, another plot had been hatching elsewhere. But this plot is of a far different nature, a sinister plot of foreboding consequence. In a carefully protected hideout south of the U.S. border, three men are gathered around a table. Two of them listen intently while the third talks in a low, cool, hard tone.
Now listen closely, you two, and get this straight. I took a big chance coming all the way up here, but the situation is dangerous, and I had to take chances in order to give you two my orders personally. This job I'm going to give you has got to be done quickly and cleanly with no slip-ups or we're lost.
Just tell us what you want us to do, Chief. We'll do it just the way you want it done.
Sure, boss, you know us. Give us the layout and we'll do the job. Now, what's up?
Plenty. There's nothing either one of you has to know about. There are two men I want out of the way. One is in San Francisco. That's your job, Fingers. The other one is leaving Frisco in a chartered plane flying south and is due to land in Albuquerque tomorrow early in the afternoon. You'll be there to meet him, Pedro.
Okay, Chief. What's his name? Who is he?
Don't ask foolish questions. If I wanted you to know his name and pedigree, I would have told you.
All right, but how will I know him?
If you'll shut up and be quiet long enough, I'll tell you. Now listen.
Yeah?
In the first place, it's the only chartered plane pulling into Albuquerque anywhere around that time. Twin-engine Douglas, regular airliner. Second, it'll come down the runway and stop to refuel at the lower end of the field away from everything. It'll carry a blonde woman, a Hindu, and a tall, well-built white man. He's the guy I want you to take care of, so you see there's no chance of mistaking him. Now, is that clear?
Sure. Sure, if he's the only gringo, Pedro will know him. Okay, Chief.
All right. Here's a complete layout of the airport, with everything marked, as well as a complete plan of where to hide and how to make a getaway.
Yeah.
You can take Franco along with you, but only as a lookout and to fix the getaway, understand?
I understand. Pedro, understand. Guarantee first-class job.
Okay, Pedro. Study this layout carefully, and I'll come back to you later. Now, Fingers.
Yes, boss?
This is your job. You take the night plane out of Tucson for Frisco.
All right.
Go straight to Market Street and look for Gardenia Annie, the flower woman. Now, don't talk to her or make even a sign that you recognize her. Remember that.
I get you.
She'll be standing on the curb facing an alley, a narrow, dark alley. That's where you'll take up your watch. Keep your eye on Annie peddling flowers. She'll have one small bunch of blue cornflowers that she won't offer to anyone until the right guy comes along. She'll stop him, give him a sales talk, and take the little blue flowers and try to pin them in his buttonhole. He's your man. The moment he's clear of Annie, let him have it. And good. Now, any questions?
I got that part of it all straight, but how about a getaway? Bumping this guy off on the main drag ain't easy, and getting away will be tough.
Not if you watch what you're doing. Be smart and quick. The place is right between two big office buildings. There's a bus stop there, too. Plenty of people rushing to work. Crowd. Get it? Be up close. Mingle with the crowd. Work up excitement and a false alarm. And they will help.
Yeah?
Then edge your way out to the edge of the sidewalk where Gus will have a cab to get you clear. It's exactly the same setup you worked on Louis the Painter in Los Angeles 2 years ago. That was easy, wasn't it?
Sure. Quick. Clean and simple. It was a breeze.
Okay, then follow the same routine and you can't go wrong.
Okay, Chief, consider it done. It's in the bag.
All right, but remember, this guy you're knocking off isn't any Louis the Painter. Louis was just a stumble bum compared to this bird I want.
Oh, yeah?
Louis was a big shot, but these two guys are bigger in a far different way. I want to impress on you just how important it is for you to get rid of these two. Unless these two birds are put away, that little deal we've got cooking in South America will fall through. You know what that means for all of us.
That's all I want to know. Is that lug I have to rub out in Frisco is standing between me and my cut in that South American sugar? He's as good as gone right now.
That goes for me too, Chief. I will take very good care of that hombre when he steps off that plane tomorrow.
All right, that's what I want. See that you do a good job. Do it clean. Don't leave anything behind. Make a clear getaway. You can take your time getting back here. I'll know the job has been done without hearing about it from either of you. By the same token, if you miss up, you'll hear from me pronto.
Don't you worry about it, Chief. It'll be done and done right. Hey, Pedro?
Sure it will.
If that's all you want with me, I'll hustle off and get packed. You know, I'm kind of anxious to get started on that little trip.
That's all, Fingers. If you need any extra dough, see Almundeth. Oh, you too, Pedro. Get moving now. Good luck to both of you.
Right.
Remember, when I wake up Friday morning, I want to hear good news from Frisco and Albuquerque.
So while Jim and Channing, representatives of law and order and justice, begin their fight, the enemy has also laid plans for an attack. A cowardly, dastardly attack that will mean shooting brave men in the back. Will they be successful? Don't miss the answer in the next exciting episode in The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoonland, like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over the same station. Be sure to tune in.